Jerry, Yarko, Kulik wants to do something for his parents' native land. As a first-generation Ukrainian-Canadian, Kulik says he's struggled to watch from afar as Ukraine continues to be pounded by an incomprehensible Russian onslaught. "It's extremely upsetting, but I force myself to watch," Jerry Kulik tells Village Media from his tiny township home as he discusses what's happening in Ukraine along with an upcoming art show he's planning to support those in the Eastern European country. "We have been horrified by the unprovoked invasion of the democratic nation of Ukraine by Mr. Putin. I am fully aware, as is the rest of the world, that Ukraine needs any and all assistance from the free world." The art show featuring many of Kulik's works will run from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, March 26 and Sunday, March 27 at his home at 63 Brook Avenue, not far from Kawaja Beach. "I will match donations and purchases up to $10,000, he says. So it could be a $20,000 fundraiser. As for the conflict itself, Kulik says he thinks coverage of the war is actually being censored, with Canadians not getting a completely accurate picture of what's actually going on in the former East Bloc country. "In my opinion, there was more coverage of the Vietnam War," he says, pointing out that actual bomb strikes and air attacks aren't being shown, but rather just the aftermath. Kulik says friends he's spoken with, who live in Belarus and Russia, tell him there's no actual war going on, but rather a military exercise. "If I say the sky is blue, they'll say, it's green," he says with frustration. "It's just that kind of attitude. There's so much disinformation, but sanctions are extremely helpful. And we want more help, but I understand NATO's point of view, because right behind Russia comes China. Putin is so unpredictable, he's unbalanced." Kulik and his wife Mary are part of a vibrant Ukrainian-Canadian population living in tiny township. In fact, the close group has its own church, St. Volodymyr and Olha Ukrainian Catholic Church, which is located just off Concession 11. Kulik says the local influx can be traced back to the 1950s, when two Ukrainian expatriates settled in the Kawaga Beach area and spread word about the area to their fellow immigrant brethren. Kulik's father arrived in Canada from Ukraine just after World War II ended, which also coincided with the former Soviet Union exerting control over a number of Eastern European countries. His mother arrived here a couple of years later. Kulik and his wife, who's also a first-generation Ukrainian-Canadian, toured Ukraine in 1990 as part of the Toronto-based Ukrainian Youth Ensemble just before the Iron Curtain fell in the country, thereby allowing it to escape Soviet rule. "We went just before Ukraine became free the first time," says Kulik, who was a vocalist in the ensemble while his wife served as not only a vocalist, but also a conductor. He recalls that during the tour, they were greeted affectionately by regular Ukrainians and chased by the KGB. "Our lights were turned off in the hotel and the water in our rooms," he says, referring to the intimidation techniques used by the ruling party at the time. "But the people embraced them, and often greeted them with affection, including kissing the hands of ensemble members." Kulik says the upcoming art show, meanwhile, is his way of supporting his ancestral homeland. "I'm not a wealthy person by any means," he says, noting he hopes to have about 100 pieces on display, some of which will be inspired by Ukraine. "And I'm trying to produce more paintings as we speak. Just so you know, I'm not a young gentleman anymore. I have arthritis. So there's very little physically I can do. I'm not going to go to Ukraine. I'm not going to fight, I can't. So this is my wife's and my little part." Kulik has displayed and sold his award-winning art, which can be seen in four countries, for several years. For the past 3 years, he's been showing and selling his work in conjunction with the Bay Studio Tour. All proceeds of this fundraiser will go to the Canada-Ukraine Foundation, and Kulik points out that purchasers will get a personal tax receipt. For more information, email Kulik at jtkulik@gmail.com.